Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Harry and Meghan have taken on another project while we continue to wait for episode 2 of their $25 million podcast with Spotify. This one is part of their deal with Netflix, and it is a cartoon. Created by Meghan, Pearl is a family-focused animated series that revolves around the adventures of a 12-year-old girl who is inspired by influential women in history. The series is currently in the development stages, according to a report from The Hollywood Reporter, who add that in addition to a creator credit, Markle will also executive produce. Meghan said, "Like many girls her age, our heroine Pearl is on a journey of self-discovery as she tries to overcome life's daily challenges. I'm thrilled that Archwell Productions partnered with the powerhouse platform of Netflix and these incredible producers will together bring you this new animated series, which celebrates extraordinary women throughout history. David Furnish and I have been eager to bring this special series to light, and I am delighted we are able to announce it today." Maybe they really need the money. The New Zealand Herald took a look at their finances, and the Herald writes, "Moving to the US brought with it for the Prince a painful crash course in having to worry about money, a lesson that most people learn before they hit the downward slope to 40 and creaky knees. Saunas, a Japanese tea house, not to mention household staff, aides, cars, mortgage payments, and security, cost an actual fortune. The Daily Mail has reported that the couple paid a deposit of around $7.4 million for the home, added to which that have estimated that the duo's household expenses would come to about $6.26 million each year, including $680,000 for mortgage payments, $5.9 million for security, and $424,000 for cooks, gardeners, and housekeepers. Koi ponds don't clean themselves." That Harry might actually have to find the coin himself to pay the bills seems to have come as a rude shock to the Duke, who told Oprah, "looking suitably chagrined that his father, Prince Charles, had literally cut me off financially." However, in June, when Clarence House published their financial accounts for the previous year, it was revealed that Charles had continued to financially support the couple after they finished up as working members of the royal family, and up until the summer of 2020. The Prince of Wales, a Clarence House spokesman said, had allocated a substantial sum to help the couple make the transition. No matter to what extent Prince of Wales might have helped Harry and Meghan start their HRH-less lives, we are still approaching the 12-month mark of the Sussexes being wholly responsible for picking up their own tab. Prior to Mexit, Charles, Duchy of Cornwall Estate, had financed Harry, brother Prince William, and the men's families to the combined tune of $10.9 million annually, that is, about $5 million each. So too has Harry enjoyed a lifetime of having his accommodation readily provided for him by his family at St. James Palace, the aforementioned Kensington Palace Cottage, and then later their home on the Windsor Great Park Estate, the PR sinkhole that is Frogmore Cottage. For 35 years, Harry enjoyed armed protection paid for by the British Home Office, and therefore ultimately taxpayers. It does not seem to have occurred to Harry or Meghan that the government might not continue to cheerfully pick up the $1 million-plus tab for their protection when they ditch their official roles and life in the UK. As Harry sourly told Oprah, "I never thought I would have my security removed because I was born into this position." Take this all together, their new home deposit, household running costs, how much Duchy of Cornwall cash they have given up, and having to repay the costs of Frogmore, and the sum totals $23.81 million. That's a whole lot of dough to have to find every year to keep the lights on and the family in hot and cold running bodyguards. Then again, if you need $23 million and you get paid $25 million, it might behoove you to jump in the studio for half an hour. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sarah Ferguson told People that Diana would be proud of both sons' wives. If she was sitting with me right now, I know she would say, I'm so proud of both of my boys and the wonderful wives they have chosen. Because each has got their own voice. And she would be just like me, obsessed with her grandchildren, because that's what she loved. Diana adored my girls. She adored the boys. This would have been her haven, her heaven. And Royal Central caught our attention with the headline, Camilla meets a woman with a chicken on her head. It seems Charles and Camilla were visiting the Great Yorkshire Show when Camilla met Deb Howe, who runs Eggucation. The group focuses on ethical hatching schools and the conservation of rare breed chickens, including the blue bantam crowed Langzen and the large black crowed Langzen. While she was chatting with Deb about chickens, one of the fearless fowls was perched on Deb's head. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And hey, if you love the show, please write us a review. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, aliens, ghosts, demons, cryptid creatures like Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and Mothman, then I have the show for you. The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader. Each week, we investigate different claims of the supernatural and try to shed light into the darkness, bringing you the top guests and experts from around the world. Enter the fray. Then join me, Dave Schrader, your host, as we investigate all aspects and claims of the supernatural and paranormal. Listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms, Good Pods, TuneIn, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Player FM, Amazon Music, Audible, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. The answers to life's biggest questions and miracles and mysteries awaits you. So join me each week, two brand new episodes of the best in paranormal podcasting, The Paranormal 60 with Dave Schrader.